Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's IBM iSeries Nation Citizens Chat conference call. Today's call is being recorded, and now at this time for opening remarks and introductions, I'll turn the conference over to Mr. George Gaylord. Mr. Gaylord, please go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks, and good afternoon, everyone, if you're on the East Coast, and good morning if you're in the other parts of the country. This is George Gaylord, and I'm the Worldwide Product Marketing Manager for Integrated X-Series Solutions for iSeries. I'd like to thank you for taking the time today to hear me, and I'd like to kind of preview what we're going to talk about today for you. We're going to give you the latest information on Windows integration with iSeries and our support for Intel servers running with iSeries. We did a chat back in the June timeframe where we talked about the value of integrating Intel server applications with iSeries. And I'd like to give you an overview of that technology again as we talk about the latest enhancements that we've made in the third quarter with this technology. If you'll turn with me to chart 2, this is an overview of what our integrated X-Series solutions are. Now, X-Series is the IBM brand of Intel servers, so it's the technology that we use to work with Intel processors to support Windows and Linux applications in an Intel server environment. We have very unique technology that we put with the Intel server processors to provide extremely reliable and high-performance Intel server processors to support your applications that might be running Windows or Linux. And what we enable with the integrated X-Series technology with iSeries is the ability to install an Intel server processor inside of an iSeries or connect 2-way, 4-way, or 8-way X-Series to an iSeries. So you can essentially use an iSeries as the point of server management for those Intel servers. Let's take a look at this picture on the right. You'll see that there are two solutions. There's a little card inside of this eServer i5 on the page. This is an integrated X-Series server. This is a server on a card that goes inside of the iSeries. It's a uniprocessor server. And then on the right-hand side, you'll see that there are lines connecting X-Series to iSeries, and there's a card that goes inside of each of those X-Series. That's called an integrated X-Series server adapter. Now, both of these technologies are hardware implementations that provide you the ability to run Windows applications and now Linux applications running on an Intel processor, but working with and managed by an iSeries or the latest eServer i5. Now, a couple reasons you might consider doing this. Number one, it allows you to exploit the iSeries storage environment. We can provide storage area network capabilities for those Intel servers, so you don't have to have disk drives in each of those servers. You don't have to RAID or mirror your Intel servers. You can use storage in the iSeries and allocate it to Windows or allocate it to Linux running on those Intel servers. You can also establish in Windows, you can establish a link between an Intel server and an iSeries partition. So you could have an OS 400 application or a Linux application or even an AIX application that communicates with a Windows server through a network connection that's inside of the machine. So you don't have to have more switches and cables. If all the storage is on iSeries, you can do a single backup and backup not only the iSeries and OS 400 data, but you can use the iSeries backup and to manage the Windows server backup. You can also share an iSeries tape drive. So if you have a high-speed tape on your iSeries to keep your backup to a minimum, you can use that resource to back up your Intel servers if they're X-Series connected to the iSeries. Let's take a further look at each of these implementations, and I'll point out the latest information that we have for you. On chart 3, we have the integrated X-Series server. Now, we've had this since last year. We announced the latest technology. And this is a low-voltage Xeon processor on a card that goes inside of an iSeries. It supports up to 4 gigabytes of memory. This is Intel server memory on that card. It has a built-in 10100 Ethernet adapter for doing networking from to put this on an external network in your business so all the clients can access that server. Now, there's no disk drive on this card because it's going to use virtual disk from the iSeries. I will carve out objects on the iSeries that appear to Windows as disk drives. And then I can also share the tape, the DVD, and the CD-ROM on an iSeries server as well. So I don't have to have specific CD-ROM and DVD attached to this server. I can just have one on my iSeries and share it. This latest card was supported with version 5.2 or 5.3, and it runs the latest versions of Windows. And lately, we have announced in the August timeframe enablement for Red Hat Linux running on this card also. So this is a wonderful solution if you need a small application server, if you need, say, an Active Directory server. You might want to run file and print serving on Windows on this card, or to implement open source Linux applications that can run on a UNI processor. This card is inside of the iSeries system unit or towers. You can have multiple cards in an iSeries environment, so you can put one or several in the system unit depending on which models you have. And you can put one, two, or three of these in an I.O. tower. It's on iSeries maintenance, and it's a super reliable solution to support Windows and Linux applications. And many of you have implemented these. There have been thousands of these shipped with iSeries around the last several years, and it's been a very reliable, very robust solution that can deploy Windows apps with a minimum of additional effort. Now, in May, we announced a preview, and this is highlighted on chart 4, for a new integrated X-Series server. As we launched eServer i5, the latest generation of the iSeries family of servers, we used Power 5 technology in the processor in iSeries. Power 5 is a wonderful new technology that allows us to produce a smaller form factor for the iSeries server. So eServer i5 now can be a smaller tower or a 4U rack mount server. It uses less power, and it needs less cooling. Well, as we looked at the integrated X-Series server technology and we wanted to design a card that would work in that frame, we had some challenges. We had to make a smaller card. And with the power and cooling requirements reducing, we had to use a different processor class of technology. So we previewed the technology, and I'll share with you today that we will be shortly announcing this new integrated X-Series server and making it available here in the fourth quarter for your use. We will be announcing a new integrated X-Series server card that will leverage a low-power Intel Pentium M processor. We will be including a gigabyte of memory on the card, and we'll also be using a dual-port gigabit Ethernet adapter. So you'll pick up gigabit Ethernet, and you'll be able to have two ports on this card. This new card with a Pentium M processor has 2 megabytes of L2 cache. That'll be about 4 times the cache we had previously on the integrated X-Series Xeon processors. It doesn't use hyper-threading, but we're seeing extremely good results with the performance of this Pentium M processor. And I would tell you that we expect to see as good or potentially in some environments better performance than what we were seeing with the previous integrated X-Series server cards. For planning purposes, plan on about the same performance. For some CPU-intensive applications, that bigger cache can make a difference. Now, this card will work in the system unit of eServer i5, and it can also be installed in the I.O. towers and the system units in selected iSeries models. But it was ideally designed for the latest generation of eServer i5, the 520, the 550, and the 570. This card will require version 5.3 of OS 400, and it can run the latest versions of Windows, and it will also run Red Hat Linux. We will have information updated on our website that's listed at the bottom of this page when we announce this card. And as I mentioned earlier, I wanted to preview for you today. It should be in the very short term announced and available here in the fourth quarter. Now, also, I wanted to highlight some other announcements that have been made in the August and September timeframe. So on chart 5, you can see the latest integrated X-Series adapter. Now, as I mentioned, the integrated X-Series adapter allows us to connect two-way, four-way, or even eight-way processors running on X series to the I series. So you can deploy bigger Windows or Intel Linux applications and still use I series storage, I series operations to manage these servers. Now, the integrated X series adapter that we announced in August delivers the latest technology from IBM for the one- and two-way processor connections. On August 2nd, X-Series made a major announcement of new processors for two new boxes, the X346 and the X236. These are powerful and inexpensive one- and two-way servers. For example, the X346 is a rack-mounted server that is very dense. It's 2U in a rack. So it's very thin, and yet it's got a powerful Xeon processor that can be up to 3.6 gigahertz. So this is super for uniprocessor or two-way applications that you might need to run, where you want to put several of these in a rack, and you might want to install this with an eServer i5. It's a perfect companion to a 520 environment in a rack or a 550. X-Series also announced another server called the X236. And the X236 is a one- to two-way that's available in a tower model. And so if you're a small I-Series customer that doesn't have a rack mount environment with an eServer i5 or an I-Series, you could buy one or several of these X236s, and you'd have very powerful one- to two-way processors that are also inexpensive and can be connected to your I-Series. Now, the X346 became available at the end of September, and we expect the X236 to become available in the mid-October timeframe. Now, this new integrated X-Series adapter does not replace the previous integrated X-Series adapter. This is the same generation of technology. It is just repackaged to fit in these new hardware form factors. So the new X-Series adapter is a model 200, and it enables the X346 and the X236 to connect to an I-Series or eServer i5. You need the latest OS 400 version 5.2 or version 5.3, and X-Series running with X-Series adapters can support Windows 2000, Windows Server 2003, as well as they can run Linux. There's a URL at the bottom of this page also where you can see more information about the X-Series adapter. On chart 6, I'd like to share with you the latest integration of Linux. Now, we have support for Linux running on the I-Series. We have enabled Red Hat as well as SUSE to run in a partition on the I-Series. This will be Power Linux leveraging the I-Series power processing technology, where you can dynamically move processor resources between partitions, where you can use the I-Series storage, where you can create network connections between partitions of Linux and OS 400. However, many of you, as you have implemented Linux running on power in partitions, there might be application vendors that you're working with that only deliver their applications running on Intel Linux, or they haven't ported their applications to power yet. So to provide a path for many of these applications and to give you the complete selection of Linux applications you might want to use, we enabled Linux on integrated X-Series solutions to complement our implementation of Power Linux on I-Series. So using integrated X-Series server or using X-Series connecting with the integrated X-Series adapter, you can very tightly integrate Linux applications that have to run on Intel or that haven't been ported yet to power. So this is the details that we had announced in the August timeframe and that we've made available with a set of PTFs for OS 400. We have enabled Red Hat Enterprise Linux AS or ES on Xeon integrated X-Series servers or the X-Series attached with the integrated X-Series adapter. Of course, when we announce the new integrated X-Series server, it will run Red Hat Linux as well. We also have enabled SUSE Linux, SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 8, on X-Series that are attached with the integrated X-Series adapter, the external environment only. We will be looking at SUSE Linux Enterprise 9 and working to enable that in the future, but with the base of applications that were available in the market already for SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 8, we wanted to enable this with our technology as soon as possible. So as I mentioned, these PTFs to enable Red Hat and SUSE Linux on Integrated X Series became available in the late August, early September timeframe. And they allow us to run Linux applications, but still put the storage on iSeries, share the iSeries resource, and consolidate the backup environment. Now, one point I'd like to mention, the Ethernet connections that we make between an X-Series and an iSeries have not yet been enabled over when you're running Linux yet. So we do have plans in the future. As I mentioned here, it's with a disclaimer at the bottom of the page, but it is in our plan to try to enable those virtual Ethernet connections at a later date, but they are not there today, and I wanted to make sure I pointed that out to you. So this is to enable our Linux applications on Intel, our Windows applications on Intel, to complement what we do on an iSeries environment. And if you can envision this, you have a complete selection of Windows and Linux capabilities to support the applications that you need in your business with a single set of storage, a single set of processes to manage them, and very tight integration that you can do between applications on iSeries and Windows. We've had customers that have deployed Windows and Linux applications on these Intel servers without adding a lot of additional staff, without adding a lot of network complexity, and without increasing a lot of the cost to support new sets of applications. Let's take a look on chart 7. Many of you have asked me to please give some sort of guidance in terms of what other customers have done or will be planning in terms of which machines they might want to implement on in this environment. So on chart 7, you can see on the left-hand side different applications or infrastructure functions. And then depending on whether you're a small or medium or large customer environment, just some guidelines or rules of thumb in terms of what solutions you might use just to start with the sizing and evaluation of the implementation. Let's just take a quick example on this page. If you're looking for file serving, you could, of course, you could do this with iSeries, so you could use Samba in a Linux partition, or you could run OS 400 NetServer perhaps. But if you wanted to run file serving with Windows, or if you wanted to implement Samba on an Intel server running Linux, if you're in a small environment, you might utilize an Integrated X Series server and just install a card within the iSeries tower. Or if you wanted to do this in an external environment, usually file serving, you can use a uniprocessor. So you might purchase an X346 one-way with about a gigabyte of memory and install it in the rack with your iSeries. If you're a larger customer environment, you could buy a two-way X346 or even a four-way X365 and attach it to your iSeries with an Integrated X Series adapter. So as you go down through this page, you can see that SQL Server environments, many times SQL Server is installed on two-ways or four-ways. So as a rule of thumb, we would use about a gigabyte of memory per processor, and you could use an X346 in a small customer environment, or if you're a larger customer, you might use an X365 or even an X445 four-way with the most reliable and manageable environment that we believe is in the Intel server industry. For many of your infrastructure applications like DNS or DHCP, you only need a small server, but you might need several. So you can purchase an Integrated X Series server or these small X346s, uniprocessors. Web serving many times is a two-way, so you can use the Super X Series X346, which is designed as a web server. Use a two-way X346 or even an X365 four-way to do very robust, highly scalable web serving on an Intel server. And lastly, if you're running applications or even applications like Citrix MetaFrame to deploy desktops with browser applications, we have customers running Citrix on Integrated X Series servers. We have customers running Citrix on X360s, X365s. So here's some guidance for you to start your sizing efforts with these. Now, of course, your customer results may vary, but these have been environments that we have customers implementing these many applications in production with today, and I use them just as points of reference for you to give you some guidance. Talk to your business partner or your IBM or X-Series sales team to get very specific about your environment. Now, I wanted to summarize on chart 8 really the core benefits again. I covered this in very much detail in the June call, but I wanted to really recap the benefits that customers have seen from utilizing X-Series and I-Series technology together to support Windows applications, and now to support Linux applications on Intel. The first point is they can simplify the infrastructure. If you already have worked with an iSeries environment, if you already have iSeries operations staff, iSeries backup procedures, and you've implemented an iSeries storage environment, you know this is a very manageable and cost-effective platform to deploy your OS 400 applications. Utilizing X-Series and iSeries together, you can capitalize on your investment in iSeries to deploy Windows applications on X-Series. You can use the storage that you have in your iSeries environment. You might need to add some more storage if you have large file servers or, you know, large mail databases on your Intel server. But you can use the iSeries storage architecture to do management of the performance. You can allocate drives within the iSeries environment and give them to the X-Series servers. And you can spread all the Windows Server data across all those physical disk drives in your iSeries, just like you do for OS 400 objects. You can also create this unique Ethernet connection between that X-Series and iSeries. This is not a physical set of switches and cables that you would use. You're going to use the iSeries system for the integrated X-Series server. You're going to actually plug the card into the backplane of the iSeries and create that network connection within the system. If you have an X-Series attached with the integrated X-Series adapter, we're going to leverage the high-speed link that connects that X-Series to iSeries to do this networking. This is a very secure, very reliable network connection environment that uses the system architecture of iSeries to do this. So you can deploy gigabit Ethernet connections virtually without moving to additional NIC cards and switches for private networks, or to move from what you might be in a 10100 Ethernet environment today to doing this server-to-server communication. Now, another big advantage is that you can use the iSeries Navigator environment to monitor and manage the X-Series environments. So if you go into iSeries Navigator to work with your system jobs, to work with your users on the iSeries, you can use that same interface to manage the X-Series servers and integrate with a Windows environment. I can integrate the security between iSeries and Windows through iSeries Navigator by using integrated X-Series. I can create a synchronized password environment. So when I log on to iSeries, I can have the same password in the Windows environment. And then lastly, we can use the reliability and the best practices that you have implemented in your business for managing an iSeries environment. We can deliver some of that reliability and resiliency for the Windows environment by providing an extremely reliable foundation of technology underneath Windows. IBM produces the drivers for the integrated X-Series servers and the X-Series and X-Series adapter. We have tested these environments, and we test them with each of the service packs that come out from Microsoft. So we get out in front of your efforts to make sure that as the service packs and hotfixes come out from Microsoft, that we are testing them fully with our environment and integrating them and testing them with OS 400 as well. We also, through the virtual storage environment, can provide better use of hardware resources. So if you have one X-Series and you have the storage all in the iSeries environment, we can allow you to create a second copy of that data, and that you can disconnect a physical hardware resource and attach it to a different image of server software. And so you can get by with less test and development servers because each physical hardware resource can be connected to multiple disk images on iSeries. And then lastly, we can provide hot spare options, clustering options, and even leverage independent auxiliary storage pools and cross-site mirroring environments to provide a higher availability environment and an integrated availability environment for both iSeries and X-Series, and integrate your Windows resiliency with your disaster recovery plans of your iSeries. I've given you some examples of the technology, but let's take a look at some customer environments that illustrate what I'm talking about on the following pages. On chart 9, this is an example of an international company, Umbro, that implemented an iSeries 820 as a second site off-site for disaster recovery running on an iSeries 270. And on the 820 environment, Umbro attached two X-Series N-Way servers to the 820 with the integrated X-Series adapter. One of them is used to support graphics conversion of images for their website for a business-to-business application. The other is used to provide file and print services for a 50-person design team to do file serving. I believe these are Macintosh clients as well. So in this environment, Umbro is providing file serving as well as application processing for a Windows application. And all the data is stored on their iSeries 820 with the other applications that are running on their iSeries. The benefits to Umbro is that they're providing a single point of control for all their enterprise data. They're integrating the Windows application that's providing the graphics conversion with their website that's running as well. And they reduced the traffic between their servers, and they provided a consolidated backup by leveraging the virtual storage and virtual Ethernet environment of iSeries. And because they have a second server off-site, they're providing some level of failover between their iSeries that's also replicating and working with their Windows environment on the X-Series as well. Danny Healy, the IT director from Umbro, says the iSeries acts as the storage area network for their Windows systems and reduces the management costs and provides a business security that was otherwise beyond their reach. Another example, and this is from South America, is the Alpura, or Central America actually, on the next page, is the Alpura Group. Now, Alpura is Mexico's leading milk producer. They have 160 dairy farms. Point of interest, they have over 82,000 cows and over 2 million liters of milk produced a day. So they provided a really needed a high availability solution for their iSeries and their Windows Server environment. They have some critical Windows applications that they had to take down on a daily basis to get their Windows backup done. By using Mimix for Windows and Mimix HA1, these are products from Lakeview Technology, a very a strong vendor that provides replication services for an iSeries environment. They were actually able to connect three integrated X-Series servers and three X-Series with integrated X-Series adapters to their iSeries Model 820. And they use products to replicate their iSeries, but they also use Mimix for Windows to replicate all their Windows data that's stored on the iSeries between two sites. And in this way, they were able to reduce the time it took for them to keep their Windows servers running and back them up. In fact, they back up from an offsite location, and their Windows servers continue to run. Alpura estimates that they have a savings of over $10,000 a day from implementing this total solution in their business. Now, both of these examples I've given you, Umbro as well as the Alpura Group, are available on the websites for Integrated X Series under Success Stories. You can read the several-page synopsis of these two customer environments on our website. Now, I wanted to point out a couple more things as we come to the end of the call today. If you're interested in what I've talked about today, but you want the technical overview of this environment, on page 11, you can see the Integrated X Series Solutions Red Book that we produced this summer. This provides the Microsoft Windows Server 2003 integration, so it's the latest information on implementing the latest versions of Windows with iSeries and OS 400 technology. The title is at the top of the page, as well as the publication number. This is available online at redbooks.ibm.com. You can see the table of contents on this page. It provides a complete overview, technical overview of this environment. And it also provides some migration points and some implementation points and backup and recovery discussion for integrated X-Series servers. Although this was written for Windows Server 2003, most of this information is also valid and provides insight for the Windows 2000 environment as well. Another Red Book that has come out recently is also on Chart 12, Linux on Integrated X-Series Solutions. This provides the latest information about running Linux on the Intel servers integrated with iSeries. So it gives an introduction as well as some planning and installation considerations for running Linux on Integrated X-Series servers. This is also available online, or you can order the publication for your reading. So I hope this provides some technical background and information for some of you who might be looking for this type of planning and installation information. And thanks to the guys in the ITSO, or our technical support organization, who produces this very high quality and thorough information. I mentioned some of the references and some of the information. If you want more information about Integrated X-Series Solutions, we keep a very updated website, and I've provided the background and URL links on chart 13 for you. We have a site. It used to be Windows Integration, but we have changed the URLs now that we have enablement for Linux on Intel servers as well with iSeries. We have changed the URL, so it's now ibm.com/eServer/iSeries/integratedXseries. And this will give you the complete solution environment. And then underneath this site, we have specific pages for Windows and specific pages for Linux and thorough information about how you and other customers can leverage this technology. As I mentioned, on the left-hand side of the page, there's a library with white papers. There's success stories with 10 to 20 stories of other key customers and why they chose this technology and what they've done with it, application information, and links to other points of interest you might have about iSeries and X-Series. With that, I'd like to really conclude the call with my prepared remarks. We're going to turn it back over to Matt for a quick survey questions, and I'm going to then open it up to take your questions that you might have from the presentation today. Matt?
Thank you very much, sir. At this time, we will conduct a brief electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key, followed by the number on your touchtone phone that corresponds to your choice. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. For our question today, we'll ask that on a scale of 1 to 4, how valuable did you find George's chat? For very valuable, press star 1. For valuable, press star 2. For somewhat valuable, star 3. Or for of no value, star 4. And we'll pause for a moment to assemble everyone's responses. And that does conclude our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Now at this time, we'll move on to your questions. To ask a question, press star 1 on your touchtone telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off so once again your signal can reach our equipment. We'll go first to Harold Magnuson.
Hi, Harold.
It's actually James with Pacific Software. Harold's in the room.
Okay, James.
Is there any plans for VMware support on either the IXS or the IXA?
For those of you who aren't familiar, VMware is a product that provides virtualization that runs on an Intel environment. So you could have multiple partitions running Windows, Linux, or even Novell on an Intel server. I'll give you a brief background here. There's two versions of VMware in the marketplace. One of them is called VMware GSX. GSX runs as an application on top of a Linux or Windows base. GSX can be enabled on Integrated X-Series server. It would be enabled on an X-Series because usually you do this on a two-way or a four-way.
Right.
So I would support, we have written a Redbook actually around GSX on X-Series with Integrated X-Series adapters. That's available on the Redbook site.
Okay.
Now, in terms of VMware ESX, VMware ESX runs on a VMware kernel. From my understanding, it's a subset of a Linux kind of kernel that VMware has wrapped and packaged to provide a very reliable foundation for their partitioning. We wrote Linux drivers for Integrated X Series, and that would have been the first step to enable VMware. But at this time, we have not worked with VMware, have not had a commitment to wrapper the drivers and fully enable the iSeries Navigator and X-Series integration with VMware ESX. Right now, there is not a plan for us to do that. If there were a self-certification program or something for VMware, we would be very interested in pursuing that. But right now, for this to proceed, VMware would have to wrapper the drivers and enable our drivers within their product, and they have not committed to do that.
Okay, thank you.
I believe that GSX for many of the iSeries customers is a very strong option. If you run GSX on Linux in particular, you've got a very reliable base that you could support, Windows or Linux applications. But we continue to talk with VMware. We're quite interested in working with them. Would love to see something with ESX, but at this time it has not been enabled.
Okay.
Thanks for your question, James.
Uh-huh.
Other questions, Matt?
Our next question will come from Francisco Montesinos.
Hi, Francisco.
Your line is open.
Yes, we would like to see the actual speed of the new processor M.
Okay, so the that will be it'll be announced, but I'll give you right now. Our plan is to deliver a 2 gigahertz Pentium M processor. This is it's a high end embedded chip. It's the Pentium M 755. If you want to go to Intel and get the latest information about it, it is the high end of the low power technology that we can get from Intel server. As I mentioned, it's got a bigger cache, and right now we're seeing very strong performance of this thing in comparisons with what we were running on the Xeon integrated X Series server as well.
Okay.
So obviously plans can change, but right now plan on seeing that in the 2 gigahertz with 2 megabytes of L2 cache.
All right, great. Thanks.
Other questions?
Just as a reminder to our phone audience that if you do have a question or comment at this time, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone.
While we're waiting, Matt, I have one from same time. People have asked me to maybe draw a quick comparison between the existing Integrate X Series server and the new one that we will be, you know, announcing and previewing. So a couple points I would make in terms of the existing Integrate X Series server and the newer one. The existing one is a Xeon Integrate X Series server. It's 2 gigahertz, and it has hyper-threading support. The new server is, as I just mentioned, it'll be around the 2 gigahertz Pentium M technology. It has a larger cache. It's about 2 megabytes of L2 cache. One of the big differences also is that the new Integrate X Series server has dual-port gigabit Ethernet adapter versus the existing card that has one 10-100 Ethernet adapter built in. The other main difference is that the existing card goes in iSeries models. It can be supported on an eServer i5 in the I.O. towers, but you can't install it in the system unit of eServer i5. The new card is a smaller card, and it can be installed in the system unit of eServer i5, as well as the latest generation of iSeries, the 800, 810, 825, 870, and 890 system units, and I.O. towers that are attached to those supported iSeries. So, in general, it's about the same neighborhood of performance for either card. It's a matter of where you can install them, and it's a matter of having a bit of more network connectivity in the newer card. Other questions?
There are no questions at this time, sir.
Okay, well, then we should wrap this call up. If you've purchased Integrate X Series servers or X Series in the past, I'd like to thank you for your business, and hopefully this provides some new information for you on how you can continue to leverage this technology and grow your Windows environments. If you haven't, I hope I've given you some pertinent information that can guide your choice as you deploy applications and consider doing them on Intel or iSeries. I'd like to thank you for your time and your business, and hopefully you have a nice week and a great weekend.
And that does conclude today's teleconference. We'd like to thank everyone for their participation and wish everyone a good day. And at this time, you may now disconnect.